Okay, we've got Mark Cohorst, and then Joe Guitar and Brett Richardson, and then I think that's it for proponents.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Chairman Saviello, members of the committee. Thanks for allowing me to appear today again before you. I'm Mark Cohorst, Senior Manager for Environment, Health, and Safety at NEMA, National Electrical Manufacturers Association, members of which include the globally recognized producers of the primary single-use batteries we're all familiar with, such as Energizer, Duracell, and Panasonic. We are united. I'm here to tell you we're united here today with the rechargeable battery industry, who you've heard from already, in support of the Senator's amendment to Section 1 of LD 1578, which would establish a sustainable all-battery recycling framework. As you've heard today, the rechargeable battery industry has been doing this for decades, and they call it a recycle is now recognized as one of the premier product stewardship programs in the world. NEMA came to the table publicly in 2010 with regard to primary batteries, and they announced at that time that they were in support of a national solution for those batteries, and they wanted to take the lead to develop it. So they formed the next year the Corporation for Battery Recycling, and its stated mission was, I quote, to lead and shape battery recycling legislation to create a fair playing field for all battery manufacturers. And the language that's contained in Section 1 of this bill was crafted to do exactly that. It establishes a mandate for industry to operate and fund an all battery recycling program statewide that is fair, environmentally beneficial, and economically sustainable. Now, you've heard testimony today about some of the provisions in there, and that must be retained to ensure that we don't compromise these objectives. And I want to add NEMA's voice in support of that testimony and then just make two additional quick points. Number one, what's proposed here today is exactly what environmental and product stewardship advocates, not to mention the state and local waste management authorities, have been seeking from industry for years. The battery manufacturers have proactively created the framework for self-regulation that's been scrutinized and discussed in a range of public forums with virtually all stakeholders. All stakeholders were invited to comment and review what we were proposing. They've determined how they can run this nonprofit enterprise successfully, and they've created the legislative structure to facilitate it. Industry is assuming all costs, and they have embedded a mechanism, the private right of action that you heard about earlier, to ensure that the costs are shared equitably. So I urge you to protect the integrity of this model. There was an awful lot of time, resources, and sweat equity that went into this. Second point I want to make is this. The free rider issue is not a hypothetical concern. Call to Recycle can speak at length about the products in its bins made by companies who are not stewards of that program and therefore don't contribute to the cost of managing their products at end of life. On the primary battery side, here's how we address this. NEMA members have been conducting field investigations in municipal waste sites known as battery sorts for years. We spend most of a day in a facility hand sorting and recording hundreds of pounds of primary batteries collected at that location. Gigantic tubs of batteries. So I've included in my testimony a slide, okay, that you can see here that I want to walk through for you quickly. If you look across the bottom, the horizontal axis, these are the sites since 2011 where the industry has conducted these battery sort activities. You can see they're all over the country. Washington State, Minnesota, California, Vermont. One site that's not on here is the most recent one, which we did in Connecticut in 2015. The data from that is not on this chart, but it's very consistent with what you see here. On the left vertical axis, that's percentage. Okay? Now, look across the graph in the middle. You see two colored areas. The bottom, the blue area, are the percentage of batteries that we found in these sorts that were manufactured by NEMA members or companies supporting this all-battery recycling program. The red part are those non-NEMA members who are not providing for the costs of managing the batteries in the waste stream. The black line that runs across left to right is the average across all the sites, 75%. What that tells you is that one quarter, 25% of the batteries on average that we found doing these exercises are potential free riders. Now, the other thing, these tall bars across on top of each site, those are the number of brands of batteries that we recorded in each activity. You can see in California, San Mateo, 143 different brands of AA, AAA, 9-volt batteries. There's a lot of batteries in the waste stream, and they get there in a lot of different channels. So, we've done this scientifically. We know for a fact there's a lot of batteries out there put in the market by manufacturers who are not providing for the cost of managing them at the end of life. The intent of this bill, which we hope to pass here and in other states, is to enforce full participation. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to testify. I welcome any of your questions.